Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Broadway at the White House. Now, before we begin tonight's show, I want to take a moment to talk about what happened in Paris. As I said this morning, all of us remain heartbroken and outraged over this horrific act. And our thoughts and prayers are very much with the victims, their families, and all of the people of France. And as my husband said on Friday, this was an attack not just on France, our dear friend and oldest ally, but on all of humanity and our shared values. So as we mourn, we must continue to shine a light on the strength of those shared values and hopes. That's what events like this are about. But before we get started, I'd like to ask that we pause for a moment of silence. Thank you. I am so thrilled to welcome so many living legends of Broadway here to the White House. We have our hosts for this event, Kristen Chenoweth and Matthew Morrison. We've got Gloria Estefan, Andrew Lloyd Webber, Cicely Tyson, Stephen Schwartz, and the list goes on and on. And they're joining us here today for one of our favorite White House traditions. You see, while our family might live upstairs, the President and I know that the White House is truly the people's house, belongs to all of us, and it should reflect and celebrate the very best in us. So over the years, we've hosted all kinds of performances to highlight our nation's talent and honor our cultural heritage, from gospel to Motown to country. And tonight, we're celebrating another cornerstone of our culture by taking a trip to Broadway. Yeah. For over 100 years, Broadway has been bringing us together to make us laugh, to make us cry, to make us think, and most of all, to tell our stories. And since America is such a big, bold, beautiful nation, that's how our stories are told on Broadway, with show-stopping dance routines and soaring musical numbers and heart-wrenching, side-splitting performances that we never forget. And these shows don't just entertain us, they educate and inspire us. That's what Kristen Chenoweth did when she reminded us not to judge a book by its cover in Wicked. It's what Anna Villafania and Josh Segarra are doing and Gloria Estefan's On Your Feet, showing us the power of the American dream. It's what Bobby McKenzie is doing in School of Rock, helping us understand how music can change a young person's life. And that mix of extraordinary talent and powerful stories draws people from all over the country and all over the world. In fact, last year alone, more than 13 million people attended a Broadway show. And Broadway is returning the favor by sharing the magic of theater with students across the nation, through discounted student tickets, and through the Kids Night on Broadway program, and through a partnership that will bring over 20,000 New York City high school students to see a show. And today we are thrilled to welcome 40 talented young people from high school arts and after school programs across this country. Earlier this afternoon, some of the Broadway stars who are here today met with these students to host workshops and answer their questions. And as a special treat, some of these young people are even going to perform for us today. Yeah, and that's really what today is all about. It's about inspiring our next generation. It's about sharing America's proud cultural legacy with people from all walks of life across this country. I think Lorraine Hansberry, the first African-American woman to write a Broadway show, put it best when she spoke to a group of young artists and told them simply, "This nation needs your gifts." And I want to close today by thanking our guests for sharing their gifts and inspiring our young people. Most of us aren't able to make it to Broadway, but today, these extraordinary artists are bringing Broadway to us. I am so grateful to all of them for joining us here today. And it is now my pleasure to turn things over to our wonderful host to get us started. So please join me in welcoming two incredible and talented performers, Kristen Chenoweth, and Matthew Morrison.
Welcome to Broadway at the White House. Today, students from public arts high schools and after-school arts programs from around the country have been invited here to take part of this amazing once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Matthew, I'm sorry. Look who's in the first row.
I know. Just be cool. We're showbiz professionals.
But she is actually knows the most important person in the world.
Yes, of course she does. She lives here with the most important person in the world.
Wait, Oprah lives here?
No, Chris, okay. The president and the first lady have graciously opened up their home to some aspiring theater students like many of you watching at home. The biggest names on Broadway taught them about performance, directing, hair and makeup, costume design, music composition, and musical theater.
Sharing knowledge is one of the great traditions of the theater. Just as dancers and actors pass along their steps and techniques, artists pass on their stagecraft to inspire the next generation of performers and craftspeople, which leads us to our first performance. Matthew?
Oh, yeah. That also explains why I'm dressed like this.
I didn't
want
to say.
Okay. Oh. Finding your inspiration is at the heart of our show, Finding Neverland. And this woman is the woman who inspires me every time I step on stage. Our director, Tony winner, Diane Paulus.
We love you.
Based on the Oscar-winning film, Finding Neverland, this show tells the story of the character that Matthew plays, the author J.M. Barrie, who, like a lot of us, when we grow up, begin to feel a little lost, like something is missing, until he meets a family, a widow and her four boys, who start to make him see the world a little differently.
The young widow Sylvia and her sons also help him find the inspiration to create his classic play about the boy who wouldn't grow up. Not you. Peter Pan.
I have to say, I've seen the show twice now on Broadway, I'm a stalker, and thought it was completely magical. But then again, I do often get mistaken for a child who hasn't grown up, so thank you.
Well, you'll remember then, in the song Believe, Barrie tries to convince Sylvia and her boys to experience the power of the imagination. And in the duet, What You Mean to Me, the couple acknowledges their unspoken feelings for each other. Joining Matthew are Laura Michelle Kelly and members of the Finding Neverland Company.
I see it all around us, in every single color and every dimension, crowns the reinvention. And if it is black, then it's white, and when it is dark, then it's light. So fill in all the spaces with imaginary places.
Mr. Barry!
It's so frustrating when no one else sees everything you see. So for now it is just an illusion, confusion, unless you're someone who believes. When you look, tell me, what do you see?
Just a dog in a park.
Is it real? Old fiction, only make-believe. You act like you really don't care. He's a great Russian bear, and he's dancing and prancing and bowing politely. He plays the full houses once daily, twice nightly. Prefix ordinary with extra, you'll see. Believe. I don't need rose-tinted spectacles.
A bench, a bone.
Just to see the fundamentals.
A can, a stone.
I only see the bright light.
A cloudy sky.
The sunset and the sunrise.
Don't lie.
And if it is weak,
then it's strong.
It's not strong.
And just when it's right,
then it's wrong.
It's not wrong.
And everything my eyes see.
Everything my eyes see.
Nothing like it should be.
Bound.
So frustrating.
Bound.
When no one else sees.
Bound.
Everything bound. You see.
Bound.
So from now it is best when
just imagination and creative speculation. Our life's calling was never meant to be boring.
No! Standing here all at once, all the words run dry.
Something's changed, can't explain, and I can't deny.
Turning in circles and blurring. Second start on the right, straight ahead to the morning light. Let's take the second start on the right, straight ahead to the morning light. Every star that's ever fallen knows the way to where we're going. Now I really know just what you mean to me.
I have to say, after that performance, I'm so proud to be a member of the Broadway community. Mrs. Obama, thank you for having us into your home. Thank you. As you can see, it's very powerful for us. It's an honor for me to welcome two powerful women. This past June, they made Tony history as the first all-female writing team with their wins for Best Original Score and Best Book of their groundbreaking show, Fun Home, which also won the Tony for Best Musical. Please welcome composer Janine Tesori and author and lyricist Lisa Krohn.
The show we wrote, Fun Home, is our adaptation of a best-selling graphic memoir by the cartoonist Alison Bechdel.
One of the characters in our story is a little girl named Small Allison, who feels like there's something different about her, although she doesn't know what or how or why. And then one day she's in a diner having lunch with her dad and she sees someone, a delivery woman, who makes her feel like out there in the world there might be some other people like her after all. Here to sing the song, Ring of Keys from Fun Home, is Gabriella Pizzolo.
Your keys.